Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon, we're going to take a look at some of the universities around the United States that have music programs and some of the musicians that they are producing. But before we get to that, we start on a sad note today. One of the great pianists in jazz, French musician Michel Petrucciani, died this past week of a viral infection in New York City, and he was only 36 years old. So I'd like to pay tribute to this this giant in the world of not only jazz but in music with a concert that he gave in 1994 at the Champs-Élysées in Paris. It was November 14th, 1994. We're going to listen to a composition entitled Besame Mucho. This is the music of Michel Petrucciani on In Transition.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup. Au revoir. À bientôt.
That was a typical audience reaction whenever you saw Michel Petrucciani. And that was a composition entitled Besan Mucho, taken from his album Au Théâtre des Champs-Élysées, recorded in 1994. And for those of you who haven't heard the news, Michel unfortunately passed away this past week in New York City of a viral infection. He was only 36 years old. Well, now we're going to listen to some music, not only from the Berklee School of Music, but from other universities around North America and around the world. And we're going to start off with Kendrick Oliver and the New Life Jazz Orchestra. Now, Kendrick hails from Houston, Texas, where he attended high school for the performing arts. He plays tuba in the school band, which features Roy Hargrove on trumpet. Kendrick started the New Life Jazz Orchestra to perform at Boston area high schools as part of Berklee's Public and Community Service Outreach Program. They were also one of the college big bands selected to perform at the 1997 IAJE Conference in Chicago. So let's listen to a composition written by Kendrick Oliver and Jason Anderson. It's called Welcome to New Life. Well, that was quite a kicker of a song there from Kendrick Oliver and the New Life Jazz Orchestra, a composition called Welcome to New Life. We're going to continue with some music from the Sibelius Academy. Now, this is the only music academy in Finland and one of the biggest in Europe. The Sibelius Academy was established on private initiative as the Helsinki Music Institute in 1882. In addition to providing the highest education in the field of music, it engages in performing and creative arts and research and is committed to the fostering of Finland's music and cultural heritage. So we're going to listen to a composition from this great institution. It's written by Mike Miarli, and it's called Heritages. After that, we're going to listen to the Fullerton College Jazz Band and a song written by Matt Kattengub called Battle of the Bop Brothers. That was music from the Fullerton College Jazz Band and Battle of the Bop Brothers. Before that, the Sibelius Academy and Heritages, and that was taken from a CD entitled Taking Notes, Volume 2. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa at 89.1 on your FM dial, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings, and I'll be here until 3 o'clock this afternoon. I've got some music now from the Avishai Cohen Quintet. Avishai is one of the hottest trumpet players around Berkeley these days, and he hails from Tel Aviv, Israel. We're going to listen to a composition entitled Lose Good Dues Blues, and after that we're going to go to the University of South Florida and a composition entitled Pentangle. And then we'll round out the set with Nick Brignola, someone who's been on the jazz scene for quite a number of years, and we're going to listen to a composition of his called Rollerblades. That was music from Nick Brignola and a composition entitled Rollerblades. Before that, University of South Florida and their jazz band with Pentangle. And starting to set off a long time ago, we had Avishay Cohen and his quintet with Lou's Good News Blues. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition, 2 hours of jazz each and every Sunday here on CHUO-FM at 89.1 on your FM dial. Aside from the students that are trying to learn and play this great music, there are the masters out there who are training them and welcoming them into their own groups. And we're going to listen to music from two such artists. First one is the piano legend Dave Brubeck. We're going to listen to a solo recording that he made at the Carriage House in Stamford, Connecticut in 1994. And the second one is Jacques Lussier, another formidable pianist from France, and we're going to listen to his version of Vivaldi's Spring from the Four Seasons. And we've got Vincent Charbonnier on bass and André Arpino on drums. And this is from a recording that was made at Studio Mirvelle, France, 1996. So let's get started with the great Dave Brubeck and Strange Meadowlark.
Hey, I've heard that song before. And you can hear it, too, on CHUO's program of popular music from the 1920s to the 1950s. The years of swing and big bands, great singers and great songwriters on Broadway, in Hollywood, and on the hit parade. Music from the golden years of popular song. CHUO, Sunday mornings at 11, for I've Heard That Song Before.
That was music from Jacques Lussier and his version of Vivaldi's The Four Seasons, and the part that we heard was Spring, the Allegro. Before that, Dave Brubeck with Strange Meadowlark. This afternoon, we're featuring music from some of the students out there, the jazz students, who are trying to make a name for themselves in the jazz world and trying to hone their craft, because it is certainly a craft indeed, one that lasts a lifetime. The next artist that I'm going to present for you is John Gordon. And John appeared at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival a few years ago. He was also winner of the Thelonious Monk Institute's award. And we're going to listen to a composition, one of the great compositions from John Coltrane, Giant Steps. And then right after that, we're going to listen to some music from the third place winner of the competition, John Wojciechowski, and his version of Billy Strayhorn's composition, Chelsea Bridge. What a beautiful reading of Billy Strayhorn's great composition, Chelsea Bridge. That was John Wojciechowski. And before that, we heard John Gordon from the album Jazz in the Night and Giant Steps. This is what was from the 10th anniversary gala that was held in honor of some of these students that were making this great music and still continue to learn and improvise and just derive a lot of enjoyment from playing jazz. Next band up is, this has to be the longest name for a big band that I've ever heard. They're called the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts Jazz West Big Band. Whew, that's a long one. We're going to listen to a composition called Take the Light, And after that, we're going to listen to the University of North Texas 1 o'clock Lab Band and a composition entitled Insider. Thank you.
Thank you.
was one of my favorite big bands on the university and college circuit. That was the University of North Texas 1 o'clock lab band and a track called Insider. A few years ago, I played this band. I played some, there was an album that they released on the music of Stan Kenton. And it's funny, after I played that CD, I had a few calls in the studio here requesting where they could pick that up. It was a very good recording, and maybe I'll get some more of them on in the near future. But before that, we heard the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts Jazz West Big Band and a composition called Take the Light. You're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McElligott, always playing jazz for you each and every Sunday between 1 and 3 p.m. at 89.1 on your FM dial. And of course, this is CHUO-FM coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. One of the other famous jazz schools in the Northeast is the Eastman School of Music, and we're going to listen to their band playing a composition entitled Bucking for the Buck. That was music from the Eastman School of Music and Bucking for the Buck. I'm going to feature now some music from a bright young trumpet player by the name of Von Narc, who's been struggling around the scene in New York for a few years now and is finally beginning to make a name for himself. He's going to be featured on this composition. It's called Cutting Through. And after that, we're going to listen to a lovely rendition of Richard Rodgers' composition, My Funny Valentine, sung for us by Eve Cornelius.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile a smile that only a mother could smile with my heart. Your looks make me laugh, not for photographs, but in spite of it all, you're my favorite work of art. For the most part. And what about your physique? Is it less than Greek? Is your mouth that weak when you open it to speak. Just don't go and change your single hair for me. No. If you care for me, stay little back. Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day. Funny Valentine. The moment that I saw you and I felt you in my arms and I knew that you were mine, funny sweet baby, you make me smile. You can imagine when I felt that magical moment. Go straight to my heart. Don't you know that you don't have no money? Your road jokes ain't funny. And I gotta tell you that you ain't no Billy D, honey. Someday I'll let you know that you are my very own wild and weird one. You are my Romeo, dear Dan. You're my favorite art. Slightly, hardly. Could it be that your lips pucker up too shortly? Is your mouth a little bit weak? When you open it to speak, oh, you are not that smart. Oh my gosh, oh no, here we go, again and again. Don't break my heart. Don't go and change your single hand. Don't change if you really care. Then you must stay. And if you still love me, then you can hear what I say. Stay, please, stay, don't go away. Each day is Valentine, is Valentine.
Now there's a voice to look out for. That was Eve Cornelius and her very interesting version of My Funny Valentine. It sounds as though she's been listening to a lot of Betty Carter in her up-and-coming as a jazz artist. Before that, we heard Von Narc and Cutting Through. And we're going to move along now. We're almost out of time, but we're going to try and squeeze in a few more numbers here. Starting off with the Toro Dodo Quintet, and a composition called Starting Five. And after that, we'll listen to the Jason Goldman Jazz Orchestra and a track called Small's Place. ¶¶ That was music from the Jason Goldman Jazz Orchestra and Small's Place. Before that, we heard the Toro Dodo Quintet and a composition entitled Starting Five. My name is Randy McElligott, and you've been listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO-FM. We're coming up to the end of the show today, and before we go, I'd love to play for you some music from Bradford Hayes and his composition entitled Our Fathers. We just heard some music from Bradford Hayes with a composition entitled Our Fathers. I'll be back next week with some... actually, I'm going to be featuring some jazz from Germany as well as Italy, and that's next week coming up on In Transition. Coming up in about 5 minutes' time, we've got German news, news and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. My name is Randy McAlligott. Bye for now.